WSJK.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Drops out. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. One of the candidates who just couldn't catch on says he knows he can't win, so he's done. In D.C., here's Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, a single-issue candidate, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, says he's leaving the 2020 race, but he will still push for action on climate change.
This has just become more urgent. A billion tons of ice melted in Greenland.
Governor Inslee has been struggling to make the cut for the next round of Democratic debates next month. Inslee told MSNBC he'll stand by the eventual nominee.
But I'm going to be there with him, and we're going to be a unified party.
2020 contender Pete Buttigieg tweeted a thank you to Inslee for calling attention to climate change. Chris?
Right to another recent dropout, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper now announces in a campaign video he'll run for Senate instead.
I've always said Washington was a lousy place for a guy like me who wants to get things done, but this is no time to walk away from the table.
The seat he's running for is Republican Cory Gardner's. A Russian spacecraft takes off from Kazakhstan with a human-shaped robot in the driver's seat.
Liftoff of the unpiloted Soyuz MS-14 spacecraft on a test flight to pave the way for future crew launches to the International Space Station.
There's no human on board this flight, but there is a pilot of sorts.
With the humanoid robot Fyodor sitting in the commander's seat.
The spacecraft set to dock with the International Space Station Saturday to unload more than 1,000 pounds of supplies. The test flight is designed to check the spaceship's compatibility with a new generation of Russian rockets. If all goes well, they'll start carrying crews into space next year. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The South Korean government's announced that it will stop sharing classified intelligence on North Korea with Japan, letting a three-year-old intelligence sharing program expire on Saturday. The withdrawal is over a trade dispute with Japan. Relations between the two countries are at a low point right now. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Democratic presidential hopefuls make their case about the economy and health care at an Iowa gathering of union workers.
Frontrunner Joe Biden told an AFL-CIO conference in Iowa, under his health care proposal, union workers could keep negotiated health care plans.
There's been a war on labor's house for a long time now, well over two decades.
Biden's health care proposal would add a public option to the Affordable Care Act. That is a distinction from Medicare for All legislation offered from other leading Democratic candidates, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka says the organization is open to supporting any candidate who supports them, regardless of party label. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
More students brought to the country illegally as children could get a tuition break at Arizona public universities.
Think of the tuition structure at Arizona's three public universities this way. There's the usual in-state and out-of-state tuition rates. Then in the middle, there's another rate. That's the rate that Arizona has allowed students in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, to pay. Now, the schools want to expand that rate, eliminating the requirement for students to participate in DACA because future students can't get into the program. Enrollment in DACA was frozen under the Trump administration. Arizona's Board of Regents is set to decide today on the matter. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Catholic priest in Pennsylvania is accused of stealing from his parish.
The Chester County District Attorney's Office says 56-year-old Monsignor Joseph McClune diverted $100,000 to secret accounts and misappropriated fees charged to parishioners at St. Joseph's Church in Downingtown. Investigators say McClune used the money for a beach house in Ocean City, New Jersey, and on men he met on dating apps. They claim the priest doubled the amount he collected as a stipend for each mass, wedding, and funeral. The Archdiocese of Philadelphia says He's on leave and cooperating with authorities.
That's Rob Dawson, and I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
ESPN 93.5, we've got your local news now brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler at the 217 mortgage team. Illinois National Bank's location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign. And we've got our local news with Jamie Monticelli here at 8:05. Hope your morning is going well.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Cargill is set to open an innovation lab at the Research Park at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus. The Cargill Innovation Lab's doors officially open this fall. U of I Chancellor Robert Jones said Cargill's commitment to engaging our students in its innovation process will add a new dimension to their educational experiences at Illinois. The University of Illinois is getting set to enforce a total ban on smoke and tobacco products. Enforcement of that policy starts Monday, August 26th. The policy bans all tobacco products and vaping devices. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a law banning landlords from evicting or retaliating against tenants based on their immigration status. Landlords also are barred from disclosing or threatening to disclose immigration status to any law enforcement or immigration agency. The law takes effect immediately. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you work with us on your home loan, you get a full team of experts that you know. Take Alex, for example. Alex got approved with a company, but then his contact left. Then the person he was transferred to went on vacation. Alex closes next week. Don't grow frustrated with the company that doesn't care or have the time. Don't be Alex. Come see me and the team at Illinois National Bank for your next home loan.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
At CDW, we get that today your office can be anywhere.
So true. My sales team is on the road year-round.
Well, CDW can assess your needs and implement a mobility solution using the Microsoft Surface Pro LTE with secure wireless connectivity configured so your team can succeed from the road or the office.
I'm not sure they can even find the office anymore.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/surface.
I gotta get out of the house for a little while.
I don't feel like making dinner tonight. Let's go somewhere.
But where?
I don't know about you, but I feel like a margarita.
Well, I guess we can try to find a sitter.
And we can bring something back for the kids.
Well, where can we go that's got great kids' food and also serves our favorite drinks?
El Toro!
Whether it's with or without the kids, El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign has you covered. They offer a wide variety of both adult beverages and kids' entrees. Stop in today at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign.
All right, we're taking a look at our forecast today, and it looks pretty good. We've got a high around 81 expected. There's a 50% chance of morning showers and thunderstorms that could come our way, but not a bad forecast, down to 58 with partly cloudy conditions tonight. We have a high 80 tomorrow as we wrap up the week, down to 54 in the evening. 76 the high on Saturday, down to 54, and 77 partly cloudy on Sunday. The chance of rain is just light, low 61 into the evening hours, and I'm looking forward to this awesome forecast as I participate in the Gospel and Jazz Fest that is happening at Hessel Park. Shonda Schummerville is with me now, and she's one of the people that's pulling it all together. Chandra, how are you this morning?
Hello, Diane.
Excellent.
Thanks for having me.
You're sounding loud and clear. Let's talk about your dad starting this with Canaan Baptist Church to benefit Safe House, Substance Abuse Free Environment. How many years back?
It was 22 years. It's been 22 years.
Oh, my goodness. I think I've been a part of it at least 15 of these anyway. And Louise Turpin, Jim Turpin's wife, is the one who kind of roped me into it. It takes a village. I know she wasn't at Canaan Baptist Church, but one of the many churches that come together, I want to say United Methodist Church. Let's talk about that aspect of it all and bringing our religious community together for this event on Sunday.
Absolutely. So our theme is stronger together, because we recognize that substance use disorder does not just affect one particular group. It happens in churches. It happens in the community. And so we have partnered with about 10 churches to come together on Sunday, August 25th, to bring sounds of gospel while benefiting both the men's and women's safe houses. And it's several partnerships. The original partnership started between Canaan and the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Champaign, and they are still an ongoing partner, and we have lots of other people who have joined us with this journey along the way.
You know, part of the aspect of it all is praying over issues in your life as we pray for those who are going through this recovery at the Safe House Substance Abuse Free Environment. There's different stations where you can pray for things. There's a kids zone. Let's describe what's going to happen between 3 and 7 on Sunday at Hessel Park.
So we have both local groups. This year, we have Windsor Road Christian Church. We have Canaan Baptist Church that will be singing, as well as their praise dancing. And then the jazz component, we have BBL Academy, which is the Brinks, Bridgewaters, and Lewis Academy. Mm-hmm. And they will be doing the jazz component. And then we also have, oh, gosh, we have Vineyard Church that will be performing with us. We also have George Powell that will be coming. And then we also have a new featured group that will be joining us as well, featuring Gail McDonald, featuring Janice Mitchell, Erica Williams, and they also have Travis Brown that will be doing their percussion. And we will also be having local artist Michael Gibney. This is actually his first year participating in the Gospel Jazz Fest. So come out. We have a lot more people and a lot more surprises. And our featured act, we have International Recording Arts Stellar Award winner, Tasha Page Lockhart, and we are really excited we were able to get that partnership with her this year.
I'm bringing on Tasha Page right now in the background. She has won season 6 of BET's hit singing competition, Sunday Best. And she's also a stellar award winner and the Contemporary Female Vocalist of the Year winner and Gospel Touch Awards in the UK. Here's a little bit of Tasha Page Lockhart right now. About this. She'll go on stage just after 5, we believe?
Yes, she will go on a little bit after 5.
Sounds great. From 3 to 7, local groups coming together, the Gospel and Jazz Fest. I was saying, describe the scene as far as food and the different vendors that are there. What you got for us, Chandra?
So this year, we are actually having local food trucks that are coming, but we want you to really pay attention to the fact this year, one of our hugest partners, which is Brother George Barbecue, mm-hmm. he will be like your barbecue extraordinaire. So we will have food trucks out there this year. And we also will have a donation tent if you would just like to come and just donate to the Safe House, because we definitely want to be able to keep the doors of deliverance open. We rely on no type of public funding. It is all from the generosity of our community.
Let's wrap with the website where we can get more information about the Gospel Jazz Fest 3 to 7 at Hessel Park Sunday, Chandra Somerville. Is it CanaanBaptistChurch.org or something? Google Canaan Baptist Church and you can get the agenda and find out more about Safe House. We are ESPN 93.5.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 23-34. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34, and Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328-2334 or 328, Michael Jordan, Walter Payton.
Ah, I love it. Rosati's pizza is a great choice for lunch. ESPN 93.5, Milwaukee over the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3, and they had to shorten the game. A flash flooding warning came into play. As your Cardinal affiliate, we love playing your Redbird recap here on ESPN 93.5.
Well, last night, the Cardinals dropped a rain-shortened game, 7.5 innings, 5-3 to the Milwaukee Brewers. Adrian Hauser over Adam Wainwright as the Cardinals won 2 out of 3 over Milwaukee. Now, the Chicago Cubs won their game 12-11, a slugfest at Wrigley Field over San Francisco. So the Cardinals find themselves a half game behind the Cubs in second place in the National League Central. The Cardinals will welcome in the Colorado Rockies tonight to open up a four-game series. It's Hall of Fame weekend at Busch Stadium. Miles Michaelis, 7-13, will make the start. Last night, the Brewers scored 4 in the first inning, 3 on a Mike Moustakas home run. They added a run in the fourth. The Cardinals got 2 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth inning, and left runners at second and third in the sixth. In 7.5 innings, the Milwaukee Brewers 5, the Cardinals 3. I'm John Rooney.
Cubs win 12-11 over San Francisco. It's a 1-20 start in that series. Kyle Hendricks to the mound for our Chicago Cubs. It's heard over on US 105.9. White Sox over Minnesota 4-0. They'll start a series up against Texas at 7:10 tonight. And Illinois soccer taking on Loyola. It's a back-to-school night feature promotionally if you want to check that out. Weather looks great. Essentially high 80, low 58 today through Sunday. There's a slight chance of rain this morning, but other than that, we're looking partly cloudy. Our Fox Business Minute now at 8:20, brought to you by Provident Financial Group. Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, another encouraging report on the job market. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits dropped by 12,000 last week to 209,000. There were fewer people signing up for unemployment than expected. Tesla shares are higher on a report in Germany saying Volkswagen CEO is interested in buying a stake in Tesla. VW Chief Executive Herbert Diess believes his company would benefit from Tesla's competence in the fields of batteries and software. A banker close to Volkswagen says it would be almost impossible to justify paying $30 billion to buy all of Tesla. Dick's Sporting Goods, BJ's Wholesale, and Hormel Foods all reported stronger than expected earnings for the recent quarter. Nordstrom reported a weaker profit. However, Wall Street was expecting even slower business from Nordstrom. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
The time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center. ESPN 93.5, Paris from UBA, Urbana Business Association, has joined us. I always just call you Paris. It's Balderoda?
Balderoda.
Balderoda.
Yes.
As I say it softly.
Say it with pride. Balderoda.
There you go. And I know you got, like, something going on with your husband and working on sausages and stuff.
Yeah, so we have a catering company for the last year and a half, but we just transitioned and opened a restaurant inside Lincoln Square's food court.
What?
I know. So we had our soft opening this week. It was yesterday. Oh, gosh, Tuesday, yesterday, and today for lunch. And then we'll do soft opening again next week, and then we'll go full-time September 3rd.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, that means Urbana Business Association is looking for some new leadership, some new people.
They are. They are. My position as executive director is open right now.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested.
Yeah, we'll do a little recruiting plug now.
Yeah.
Or UBA.com kind of thing? Or
They can actually email their resume to me, paris@urbanabusiness.com.
Okay. UrbanaBusiness.com. So I've got UrbanaSweetCornFestival.com up right now and some terrific acts on stage. Let's start with the music. Everybody loves the music in downtown Urbana this weekend. So let's see. Tomorrow night starts at 5?
Yep, it goes at 5. It starts at 5 and then it'll go till midnight.
There's various stages too, right?
We do. We have two stages this year. So we've got the main stage, which will contain programming that the festival booked. And then we also have one Community Together programming on Saturday during the day.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's booked through the university.
Okay, nice. Well, groups like Feel Free, the Nightcaps, of course, we all love Tons of Fun with their horn section.
Yeah.
Reckless Whiskey has been trending well in our area, getting a bunch of different awards and things like that. They do a lot of country stuff that we play on US 105. Your home for the Chicago Cubs. It looks like Saturday after 7 or so, we've got some great bands like Bruiser and the Virtues, Them Guilty Aces at 8:30, and then Captain Rat and the Blind Rivets start at 10:15, and they go until midnight. It's quite a party. I know I have friends that are marching band fans, and they love the competition that they have between the various Champaign and Urbana schools. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, so on Saturday afternoon, all three marching bands come together at the main stage, which is actually on Broadway and Water this year. So they all come together, and there's over 500 students that just fill the street and
awesome.
Play.
Yeah. And I see they're doing Hey Baby and a lot of other favorites. So between 5 and 6 on Saturday night, Urbana Central and Centennial's marching bands, that has good energy if you want to check that out. All right, the vendors that are there, I always love, you know, talking with folks and finding out what this organization is about and things like that. There's also art and t-shirts and
a lot of merchandise.
Yep.
Lots of food, so you're going to find a lot of local food. Different activities. So we have, like, the kids area. So we're going to have inflatables. We have the Orpheum Theater, the university, Sioux Adventures in Time and Space put on a Save the Sweet Corn puzzle hunt where you can go do games and puzzles throughout the festival. You got to go find it, and you come back, you get a prize, like a T-shirt.
Okay.
So a lot of activities like that.
Sweet. Talking about sweet corn, hot and buttery. You get it from a certain farm, don't you?
We do. We get it from Maddox Farms. It's in Warrensburg, Illinois, so it's only 45 minutes from here. So it is
good local. And that huge steamer is always fascinating to see. It's a machine, and it's a great operation with the volunteers getting it hot off the steamer.
Yeah. So we have an actual shucker that shucks the corn, and then the steam engine that heats the water and cooks the corn.
Really good stuff. It's over by the post office then?
No, actually, it's over on Main and by the courthouse parking lot.
Okay, gotcha. Yep. So just kind of get your map if you want, UrbanaSweetCorn.com, figuring out parking in the whole area. It's all, you know.
And there's plenty of parking,
And as far as some of the other things that we can enjoy, of course, lots of people enjoy the drinks aspect of it. Now, do you go to local pubs in that area to get your drinks and the wristband?
So, well, this year, as far as the beer goes in the festival tents, Riggs beer will be served throughout the festival. But it is open container, so you can go to the different bars downtown and bring your drink in and out and on festival grounds and visit another bar because the bars will have entertainment going on, too. So you'll want to be sure to check that out.
All right. So we kind of come into the area, and you might get a wristband and show your ID and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you'll be ID'd and wristbanded at the beer tents, but you also will be at the different bars, too. So in order to drink, they will be checking IDs and wristbanding.
Okay. Good to know how all that works.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a certain commemorative mug then? Or?
We have a special sweet corn cup. Okay. It's optional to purchase. You are not required to purchase it to buy a beer, but yeah, it's optional.
Of course, winding through the streets, this is one of the last standing free options for you. And mm-hmm. I think it's great in downtown Urbana and that everybody kind of comes together. We appreciate the Urbana Business Association pulling all the details together. And for me, one of the coordinators of the Tolono Fun Day Festival, we've been falling short on volunteers.
We always need volunteers. Oh. So we'll take last-minute sign-ups today, tomorrow.
Get a free T-shirt.
Come show up at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We can put you to work.
Okay, good. And it's always fun to get a selfie with Corny that's mm-hmm. walking around.
Yeah, he'll be walking around.
So have we hit all the highlights?
Well, we've got a couple other things we can highlight. We have Tricoche, who sponsored the Corn Classic Corn Eating Contest that happens on early Saturday afternoon. So you can sign up at the festival. We have a kids division and an adult division. And then the Land Connection.
I've done that before, by the way, Paris. And I find the typewriter back and forth method is better than the twisting method.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. And then the Land Connection is putting on a sliced and diced cooking competition. All of the competitors they have gathered them all, but you definitely come by and watch it. And that's an 11 o'clock hour on Saturday.
Okay. And the weather looks awesome.
It does. Like 77 and sunny and no rain.
Hot stuff when I'm talking about that hot and buttered sweet corn. I love it. And congratulations on the new venture once again in
Thank
Lincoln
you.
Square. What's the name of it?
Baldarotas, Porchetta, and Sicilian Sausage.
I love it.
Thank you.
And your husband do a great job with that.
Thank you.
Okay, UrbanaSweetCorn.com with all the details. Thank you, Paris.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Bye.
We're ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at Dai Hotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you will be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The Iranian tanker at the center of a face-off with the U.S. has one less place to go. The Greek foreign minister telling French media it has not requested a docking permit in Greece and anyways too big to access any Greek dock. Meanwhile, an unveiling in Tehran.
What Iran says is a new Iranian-built missile defense system capable of recognizing 100 long-range targets at a time and confronting them with six different weapons. This coming 2 months after Iran shot down a U.S. drone.
Fox's Simon Owen. The American charged with killing a hotel worker in the Caribbean goes to court. Scott Hapgood saying he acted in self-defense.
Hapgood returns to Anguilla for a procedural hearing today. The prosecution is requesting an adjournment of the case to give them more time to prepare.
Fox's David Lee Miller. The defense attorney says the victim's toxicology report shows high levels of drugs. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 29 years in prison is the sentence for a Champaign man who admitted to having cocaine for sale while armed. 27-year-old Antonio Brown pleaded guilty Wednesday to manufacture or delivery of cocaine and unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon. He should be released in about 14 years. 30 months of probation is the sentence for a man who admitted he stabbed another man during a fight in Campustown. 66-year-old Jerry Webb is homeless and admitted that on June 21st, he got into a fight with another homeless man on the sidewalk in the 600 block of East Green Street in Champaign. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law banning landlords from evicting or retaliating against tenants based on their immigration status. Landlords also are barred from disclosing or threatening to disclose immigration status to any law enforcement or immigration agency. The law takes effect immediately. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's
Retired police officers went through a lot. The last thing they need to think about is a roof in their retirement. Freedom Roofing respects former police officers and the sacrifices they made. That's why Freedom Roofing is giving away a roof to one retired police officer. To nominate a retired police officer, just email the officer's name, address, phone number, and a paragraph on why you think they deserve a new roof and send it to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. The team at Freedom Roofing will select a retired officer as the winner in September. That address again is freedom@sjbroadcasting.com.
Yeah, we have a law enforcement officer of the month, and now we're taking it up a notch because we feel like our law enforcement officers need a pat on the back. Those who are retired that need some roof repair or a free new roof, all you need to do is nominate them as you email the details to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Our forecast is brought to you by Honda BMW of Champaign. Take a test drive. Enjoy the wide selection of new and used vehicles. I got one with a lot less miles, and it has a leather package and Infinity speakers. I really upgraded in my life, and it was very reasonably priced. Take a test drive, corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy, Honda BMW of Champaign, online at drivechampaign.com. Morning rain in the forecast, high 81, 58 our low tonight, partly cloudy, high 80, low 54 for tomorrow, sunshine on Saturday, high 76, low 54, 77 with partly cloudy conditions on Sunday. An awesome weekend ahead, 836 and the temperatures at 73 on ESPN 93.5.
Don't miss the People's Choice number one community event in Champaign County, the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival. On August 23rd and 24th, downtown Urbana will be full of local food vendors, local entertainment, and local hot and buttery sweet corn from Maddox Farms. Enjoy activities like the corn eating contest sponsored by Tricocia University and new this year, a cooking competition by the Land Connection. For the complete schedule of activities, volunteer information, and more, visit UrbanaSweetCornFestival.com. Brought to you by Illinois American Water, City of Urbana, Urbana Public Arts, Cranet Center, and this station.
Jim Gaffigan, Secrets and Pies Tour.
Been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the girdle belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts? What the hell was that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? That was something for the fellas. Maybe the bride's on the way.
Jim Gaffigan, October 17th, the State Farm Center Theater in Champaign. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com or 866-ELIGN.
ESPN 93.5, our regular host, Stevie J, on a well-deserved vacation. His daughter, Grace, has been involved in Young Life as a camp counselor, and she'll be coming home to start up school. And Vince is on with me now. I just heard him talking in the background there. I hope you're not driving and distracted right now, Vince.
No, I'm not driving at all. My wife's driving.
Okay, good for you. I do that a lot. I have 16, 17, and 21-year-olds. And, of course, we're in the car all the time. And if someone texts me, I just simply hand the phone over to them. Let's talk about these baby boomers and the youth stereotype of being distracted drivers. Vince Pacente from Dallas, how are you?
I'm doing well. And what you referred to is basically that 86% of millennials admit to distracted driving, you know, with cell phones. But what's surprising is boomers, you know, if you're 15 and older, you know, you've got, or 57 and older, you are, 50% of you are distracted driving as well, or admitting to it at least. And I bet there's a few others that don't even admit to it.
When we talk about distracted driving, Vince, I know we're mainly talking about that phone, but there are other issues too. Have they taken those factors into mind?
Yeah, absolutely. There's three ways you can be distracted, which you can take your eyes off the road, you can take your hands off the wheel, and you can actually take your mind off, meaning you're thinking about something else. And the reason texting is so bad, it's all three all at once. I mean, your hands are doing something, you're thinking about something else, and then you're not looking at the road. And you've heard that statistic.
That's right. As far as being an expert of focus and safety, Vince Pacente is on the air with us talking about distracted driving. The point of it all is, of course, do not have distracted driving in your world if you can. Focus on the road. You know, when we look around at a traffic light, we see everybody looking down and checking that text. And it seems like, as Vince's point was going to be, it's ages all over the place. The Gen Xers, the millennials, the youth stereotype is that they're the worst in distracted driving. And following the rules seems to be something that we're getting away from on the roads. We all push it on the speed limit and don't leave early enough and things like that. So sharpen up those skills behind the wheel. And thanks so much for listening. ESPN 93.5.
The Home Depot's making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Austin and I are Cub fans, but ESPN 93.5, of course, you're home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Kind of unusual to have a downpour, a flash flood warning in effect at the end of the game, and then just call it.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about Major League Baseball's decision at that point. It's no longer in the hands of the Cardinals, the home team. If it was pregame, they might have decided not to play. It's in the Cardinals' hands in that case. But then once you get going, then Major League Baseball and the umpires get together and make the call. And I don't know if it's the right one, especially in a division race this tight. It didn't allow the Cardinals, who are kind of surging late in that ball game, to really make some hay and maybe take a lead. So, yeah, rough night for the Cardinal fans.
And let's get your Redbird recap now.
Well, last night, the Cardinals dropped a rain-shortened game, 7.5 innings, 5-3 to the Milwaukee Brewers. Adrian Hauser over Adam Wainwright as the Cardinals won 2 out of 3 over Milwaukee. Now, the Chicago Cubs won their game 12-11, a slugfest at Wrigley Field over San Francisco. So the Cardinals find themselves a half game behind the Cubs in second place in the National League Central. The Cardinals will welcome in the Colorado Rockies tonight to open up a four-game series. It's Hall of Fame weekend at Busch Stadium. Miles Michaelis, 7-13, will make the start. Last night, the Brewers scored 4 in the first inning, 3 on a Mike Moustakas home run. They added a run in the fourth. The Cardinals got 2 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth inning, and left runners at second and third in the sixth. In 7.5 innings, the Milwaukee Brewers 5, the Cardinals 3. I'm John Rooney.
Well, that kind of gives us a summary. I know the Cubs won. Boy, a slugfest.
Yeah,
12-11 over the Giants.
12-11. Nick Castellanos was huge. 4 hits in that ball game. Chris Bryant with the game-winning home run.
Yeah, baby!
Nick Castellanos now has a 1.213 OPS on the year, which is just simply, not on the year, but since his time with the Chicago Cubs. He's just been stellar. Every day is something new of Nick Castellanos doing something great on the baseball field.
Awesome. It's a 120 start today on US 105.9. Kyle Hendricks to the mound and Jeff Samardzija for the San Francisco Giants. So I know he's real good. Again, 120 start on US 105.9. You're home for the Chicago Cubs. Chicago White Sox win over the Minnesota Twins. They hadn't had a good time with the Twins. It was 4-0 yesterday, though.
Lucas Giolito was absolutely fantastic. He pitched like the ace that he is this year. He was an all-star this year and just threw no-walk, 3-hit ball. Just unbelievable performance by Lucas Giolito. And if he continues that, then Chicago White Sox has some awesome pitchers coming up in the next couple of years with Michael Kopech coming off of Tommy John surgery, keeping up with Lucas Giolito, and hopefully he stays with that all-star level. The White Sox are onto something glorious right now.
Jeremy Werner, of course, a big White Sox fan. We'll hear more about the White Sox, like Austin was pretty well versed there. Is that coming from Jeremy's influence on you?
What?
On the White Sox stuff that you just rattled off?
I mean, I watch baseball, Diane.
Okay, then. I mean, I do, too. And actually, I need to get some Chicago White Sox gear because I'm going to Seattle in the middle of September. And it's a Mariners White Sox game as the day before the wedding party for my niece.
Oh, nice.
And Audrey and David are getting married, so they rented a suite out. We're going to have a blast. The Deucey's invading that White Sox Mariners game. So anyway, that's a side note on my life. Illinois soccer underway. They'll be taking on Loyola. They've got a back-to-school theme. They've got some coupons they're handing out for books, from what I hear. Books can be a rather expensive challenge for college students.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Illinois soccer should have an okay year. Jana Rayfield is a great coach. Mm-hmm. Actually went to France for the World Cup this year. So it should be awesome to see what influence that the U.S. soccer team has on Illinois soccer coming up in the future.
Of course, Jillian Ellis.
Yep.
Was the soccer coach before Jana Rayfield, I believe.
She was the inaugural Illinois soccer coach.
So good stuff happening as she coached America's soccer team. And Illinois volleyball exhibition tomorrow, which will be great as they spotlight charity as it's Eastern Illinois Food Bank versus the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. So they've got a charity theme for their exhibition game tomorrow.
Awesome cause.
It's great, too. So that kind of sums it up. Anything else that you need to tease for Jeremy's show that starts in about 10 minutes?
Having Ira Weintraub from WTKA preview the Michigan Wolverines. We're doing a Big Ten opponent-by-opponent series throughout the rest of the offseason into game week. So just get the latest on all your Illini football opponents.
Okay, good. And because Brandon Peters has Michigan roots, I wonder if he'll some comments about our starting quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Ira knows a lot about Brandon Peters, so we'll get his take on him being named starter and what Illini fans can realistically expect and not get too high or too low on Brandon Peters as Illini quarterback.
Awesome. Austin Berkland joining me on our last sportscast here on ESPN 93.5 before we take a break, and we'll get the weather coming up next. Thanks so much for taking us along. By the way, Penny Davis of Muhammad was my winner of the Cardinals-Rockies tickets on Sunday. We've got another pair to give out tomorrow, so make sure you're listening here on ESPN 93.5, and we always take those texts at 359-2255.
And to learn all about our new Out There program, all the information is available at GoSteever.com. The earlier you get registered, the better chance you'll have at winning. Visit GoSteever.com.
Great to hear Stevie J's voice. GoSteever.com. Yesterday, the certificates from Rosati's Pizza that we gave away right at 8 o'clock. Get yourself registered. Some terrific specials you can enjoy. GoSteever.com. As we look at our forecast, we've got a high 81 expected today. A 90% chance of morning showers in the forecast, but partly cloudy by tonight and a low 58. Partly cloudy on Friday as we wrap up the week with a high 80, low 54. Sunshine expected on Saturday with a high 76, low 54. 76 the high again on Sunday with partly cloudy conditions, down to 61 in the evening. Let's hope we have great weather, because at Hessel Park, I'll be helping to MC, and Tasha Page Lockhart at the Gospel and Jazz Fest will be an awesome talent to check out. I know that she had won on season 6 of BET's hit singing competition called Sunday Best. Here's a little of that performance. Lockhart, one of the featured singers, the Gospel and Jazz Fest helps raise money for the Safe House, Substance Abuse Free Environment, and a terrific recovery center in Urbana. Canaan Baptist Church rallying with 10 other churches to make it happen with some fine performances, some food trucks out at Hessel Park. Come on out between 3 and 7. I'll have some prizes in my pocket if you want to approach me, Diane Ducey, as the MC, especially in the early part of the evening, bringing on the acts. Jeremy Warner shows up next. Enjoy your day.
Hi, I'm